And we're visiting with the head coach of the Luxembourg Casco football program, Neil Searingen. Coach, first off, congratulations on the big win last week against Xavier, 42-14. The boys came out and really played well all game long. But what was your takeaways as far as what impressed you most with the performance offensively and defensively by your Spartans?
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, I thought it was a good first game to start with. I know in the first quarter, more of us trying to feel each other out a little bit and kind of get a grip of what's going on. One of the things I was happy with was just the details, execution. I think overall I was very pleased with the first game. I know it's a process, and I go through practice a little bit. You know, the game speed's always a little bit different. You got some young kids starting for the first time, and just to get the speed of the game from the scrimmage and then getting through practices. But I thought they did a great job. I think the assistant coaches did an excellent job of getting the kids ready. And we're just trying to keep things simple so they can move fast and not when you're playing football, you don't want to be overthinking. But I think as the game went on, I think there was some people who got better as the game went on and got a little bit used to how the game speed was played and their expectations. But offensively, yeah, I think, we obviously had some big plays, some big chunk plays, which helps. Isaac Vandenbosch was, amazing getting through there. He runs hard, and he has great cuts, and he's a real special player, and he's a better person. I think the line, again, did a great job, and the receivers on the outside catching the ball. Ryan Ruzio had a big play to kind of, I think, ease the tension there on offense. Owen had a good game throwing after an interception, and we responded. So I think overall, offensively, it was, scored a number of points. And then defensively, playing an option team, you have to be very assignment sure. You can't, be caught by looking in the backfield about what you think might be happening. All of a sudden, the guy's running past you. So I think for the most part, they did a great job with their roles and their assignments. I know Xavier scored before half. And I think, again, I said on the radio, I think we all got comfortable a little bit. Sometimes you're up a little bit 20-something, it's, you kind of, get late. You get comfortable with what you're doing, and then you lose focus. And their quarterback was a very good athlete, and their running back. And they got a good team. Xavier got a very good program for years, and their coach will always have them ready. So I think that was a good learning point. But defensively, I know Sam Peterson, Evan Dorner, those guys really stepped up. And I know, like, Luke Van Donsel, Joey Trevanka, and Lucas Cannon, and they're playing both ways. They did an excellent job. I know Joey Trevanka, as a nose guard, really disrupted that option, which really helps our linebackers and our safeties in the back and our corners. So, but again, it was a very good team win. Special teams did a great job, too, of limiting, any momentum. And I think that return by Max Ronson in the second half was also very important. So overall, I was pleased, but I know we have a lot of work to do, and we're going to just try to keep it going as long as we can.
And as far as this week in practice, as far as you guys, fairly healthy going into the game tonight against Seymour?
Yeah, I mean, I think nothing serious injuries. We're still waiting for Logan Dell. He's out a little bit yet. And he's just, 2-year starter there. So, but I think overall, you're always going to have some bumps, bruises, and just try to, Adam Hales, our trainer, does an excellent job. Coach Hammond, Tyler Hammond, in the strength and conditioning, just trying to keep them, keep their strength up. And if there are other injuries, just try to recover. There's a couple of things here and there, but nothing I don't think it will hold out anybody out of the game. But just got to keep monitoring it. We're playing JV1, JV2, and got some kids we're trying to get playing time. And but we have to monitor, the rest recovery rate and, the risk reward. And those are things that I will look at weekly and daily. And I talk to the kids a lot. So their opinions are important, and I value what they feel. And but sometimes kids always tell me how their feelings are. They're afraid they're not going to play, so I have to have that relationship where they can just be honest with me. But I think overall we're pretty healthy. Just got to make sure we're conditioned, especially with the heat. Keep drinking fluids and just keep fresh. Not get too crazy in practice, but get the work done. And then when we're done, let them rest a little bit.
Yeah, last Friday opening night was a beautiful night. Less humidity. It does look like it's still going to be humid. Chance of thunderstorms. But just talk about Seymour, what kind of the challenges they'll present. I mean, they're coming off a loss to Freedom last week, 40-0, which, again, Freedom part of the Northeastern Conference as well. But Seymour, you guys have matched up in non-conference games in the past, but what do you think the Thunder will bring as far as challenges for your offense and defense coming later tonight?
I think we played them in the Bay a long time, and Coach Moll, I know him for football and track as well. He's a great guy, and he has great respect for that program. And so I think every time you play Seymour, I mean, they're going to give you your best shot. And I think, you know, offensively, you know, they have a little bit of a spread offense a little bit. They run some wing T kind of formations. So they're going to have some variation. And we just have to be ready based on formation and calls and just make sure we get 11 guys to the football and try to make plays. But I think they're going to try to get some quick passes out there and have some misdirection, some counters, some screens. I think they're just trying to get the ball out fast, and hopefully, you know, they want their athletes to make some plays. And defensively, they run a similar defense to what we do. They're going to probably try to keep things in front of us. And, you know, we just have to take advantage of what they give us. And if we can break a couple plays downfield, obviously that helps loosen things up. But I feel like, you know, as long as we can handle their any blitzes or pass rushes they have, get a man on a man when we're blocking and block to the whistle. We have some talented kids that can make some plays if we just give them a chance. And I think if we can do that, we'll have a chance to succeed tonight.
Oh, very good, Coach. Again, best of luck. You can join Matt and I up in the postgame show, and hopefully you'll have another victory.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Neil Searing of the Luxembourg Casco Spartans. You've been listening to a podcast on New Radio Sports Network. The Luxembourg Casco Seymour game will be broadcast on 96.7 WBDK with pregame at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 o'clock Friday night.